Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dame i panové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedelu na stanicu Rusin FM o 5:15 hodine u Pittsburghu a 5:10 hodine u Priašovi. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Rusin FM and archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, March 7th, 2021. A programming note for the next 2 weeks, for Sunday, March 14th and Sunday, March 21st, this broadcast will be at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Since Rusin FM is based in Slovakia, they don't change their clocks. They don't spring forward until Sunday, March 28th. So therefore, next week, the 14th of March, and the week after, the 21st of March, this broadcast will be at 4:30 p.m. For those of us on the new calendar, today is the third Sunday of the Great Fast, Veneration of the Holy Cross. We start off today's broadcast with Chrestu Tvojemu Poklanyayemsya Vladiko. We bow to your cross, O Lord. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. We will again be broadcasting two special Easter broadcasts, the first on Sunday, April 4th, and the second on Sunday, May 2nd. If you would like to sponsor one of these broadcasts in full or in part, or would like to send us a donation in honor of our 18th broadcast anniversary, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412 877-933-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloca@gmail.com. dean.poloca@gmail.com. In an effort to prepare you for the upcoming Easter Paschal celebration in a few weeks for those of us on the new calendar, I want to today talk a little bit about the motifs of the Russen Pesanka. As we know, Pesanka are the Easter eggs that are prepared before Easter, either with the wax method of taking a candle and a kiska and drawing the different motifs. And then after you are done with the dyeing and the etching, you take all the wax off. Or we have the drop and pull method where you take different colored waxes and drop and pull them with a pinhead on top of a pencil or some sort of stylus device. I am going to describe some of the motifs as best I can on radio, and these come from the very well-known book from Paolo Markovich, Russen Easter Eggs from Eastern Slovakia. First, we have the triple barred cross, where you would see the last horizontal arm either slanted or straight. The sun motif, the oldest motif used by man in decorating ornaments and Easter eggs. This motif or thematic representation was also used for decorating eggs for other purposes. This symbolic motif has the most widespread usage among Russens and is used in many forms. Stars. Star motifs not widely used by Russens in Eastern Slovakia, but by Russens in Zakarpattia and here in America. Before beginning daily work in the fields, early Russens first looked to the stars for assistance. In most instances, stars are usually applied to the tops and bottoms of pesanka, and only on rare occasions to the oval parts of the egg. Water motifs. We all know that water is very essential to the existence of human life and to the growth and progress of all people. That is why our people have settled near sources of water. The water motif has become an important part of Russian folk art, such as paintings, ornaments, poetry, pesanka, and music. Tree motif. For Russians, the sun and stars were very far away, and the nearby trees were much closer. Thus, a close relationship was developed between the trees and people. The trees were considered to have human qualities and characteristics. They applied physical characteristics of oak trees to young, healthy men using the expression strong as an oak tree, silnoy jak dub. Flower motif. Flowers, as we all know, bring a touch of happiness and joy to their recipients, either celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, or other occasions. Russens also use flowers for the above reasons for decorating purposes. That is why flower motifs are so widely used on Russian ornaments or pesanka. There are other motifs such as a swallow motif, bees, sheaves of wheat, fish, spiders, and circles. These mentioned descriptions of basic motifs covers just a small portion of the thematic representations which are applied on Russen pesanka. There are many varieties and versions of the motifs already described. For example, under the basic tree motif, the following versions can be found: oak trees, fir, pine trees, oak sapling, linden, and so on. It has been estimated that there are at least 200 motifs used on Russen pesanka. As a result of so many motifs on them, Russen pesanka and ornaments certainly give us an artistic portrayal of the life, environment, superstitions, beliefs, and religion of Russen people from primitive times until the present day. Next week, I will talk about Easter customs of the Russen people.
A teraz, panové hudáci, zahrajte rusnakam i slovjakam, že by pametali, kedy na mojim veselju tancovali. ¶¶
Але то дайте мені до паста, вам єдного.
Натумаш ли мені заграє одного.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, gcuusa.com, gcuusa.com, or give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428. The Carpatha Rusyn Society is looking for volunteers. If you have expertise in administrative services, maybe writing and reporting, communications, information technology, cultural education, or more, please let us know. You can send your information and your interest to this email address, volunteer@c-rs.org. volunteer@c-rs.org, or you can call 412-567-3077 and leave a message. 412-567-3077. The Carpatha Rusyn Society's 2021 Nominating Committee is currently seeking names of members in good standing who could lead the organization as members of the National Board of Directors. Nominations must be received by July 1st. If you or somebody you know is interested in running for a board position, such as president, vice president, recording secretary, chief financial officer, chief financial administrator, chief information officer, or a trustee, please contact the nominating committee at this email address, membership@c-rs.org, membership@c-rs.org, or call 412-567-3077 and leave a message, 412-567-3077. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Please remember that next week, March 14th, we will be broadcasting at 4:30 Eastern Time, at still 9:30 Central European Time. So tune in next Sunday at 4:30 p.m. for another broadcast. Don't forget that you can listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. They have wonderful broadcasting, Rusyn music, news, information, and much more. That's Rusyn.fm. Rusyn.fm. Also visit the Carpatho Rusyn Society's webpage, c-rs.org, where you can go to our new genealogy forum, c-rs.org. If you want to listen to any of our archives, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Don't forget, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, a krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Oj na hori bili kamień ku ku ku. Oj na hori bili kamień werchowinka sidit na nim.
Rusyniu Amerika.